everybody, and welcome to the Katie Weaver Show. This is Katie. I'm your host. I'm so happy to be here. If you are listening live, it is the 21st of January at about 11 a.m. Pacific time. If you're listening to an archive or a replay, I want to also welcome you to the show. Of course, I want to let you know that we're over in the chat room. You can find the chat by heading over to 12radio.com. That's number 12radio.com. Click on the chat button and you'll be redirected into the Facebook chat. You will have to ask for entry over there. However, if you would like to watch rather than listen to this event, you can do so by heading over to YouTube or Facebook. Look for Katie Weaver, Domestic Mystic, and you should find my live stream there. I want you to know that I have my eye on the comment sections from both of the live streams as well as from the chat room. So if you have something to say, come say it. If you have a question to ask, this is a place to do it. I should be able to see it in any of those spots. I've got good tech and even better multitasking skills. So we should be good. So per always, first and foremost, how are you? How's it going? How we feeling? How is life? You guys, it is cold as hell here. Yesterday morning when I got up, it was 8 below, but 18 below with, or no, I'm sorry, it was 18 below, 35 below with wind chill. So, ew. A little bit warmer today. It was only 2 below and about 12 below with wind chill. So, and I think we're above zero now. So, it's you know, it's going to be jacket weather in no time. But yes, it is very, very cold here. You know, the dogs and the pigs are... Oh, it's 10 here now. Look at this. It's 10. Even with wind chill, it's 2 above. So we're just flat out warm. It does not feel warm. The dogs and the pigs are very, dare I say, disgruntled. There's an ongoing fight with the pigs over blankets because when they were little, we would wrap them in blankets and they were so cute wrapped in their little blankies and they loved blankies. But as they've gotten bigger, you give them a blanket and they immediately tear a hole in it. And I am very tired of them tearing up blankets. And we also used to let them sleep on the couch in a blanket, but their hooves are just so damaging to the couch that we were finding ourselves replacing couches way too often. So over this last couple of years, we've really phased out sleeping on the couch. They have piggy beds on the floor and they're not allowed on the couch. And we don't give them blankets anymore, except for in their big bed that they have down on the back porch, because they shred them up. It's what they want to do. They're trying to build I call it their big pile of shit, but it's actually, it's their wallow. And they have a big wallow in the backyard under the pine trees that they build every year in the spring and summer that they sleep in all the time. They even sleep in it at night. They don't even sleep in the house in the winter anymore, or the summer, sorry, because they love their big piggy wallow out there. But, you know, I'm not a big fan of every blanket in the house being turned into a shredded up piece of fabric for their piggy wallow. So, anyway, long story short, their piggy beds are in the living room, and they're pretty much, pigs this time of year eat and sleep. They eat their breakfast, they go straight back to their beds, breakfast, and they might get up if they hear you in the kitchen or something going on, but for the most part, they stay on their beds and sleep. And then dinner time comes, they get up, they eat, they go out and go potty, they come straight back in, they go to bed. Pigs do kind of a soft hibernation. You know, like there's not much physical activity at all, unless there's a real reason for it. Something that compels them enough to get out of bed. But anyway, because it's cold, I guess, they are back to stealing blankets anywhere they can find them. So wrestling the cover off the couch like 3 times a day, stealing my blanket off of my chair. The dogs are so miffed. They know they're not supposed to do it. So I'll hear the dogs barking at them, warning them, and you have to come and make them get out of it. Anyway, life is a piggy mom. I know. It's insane. But yeah, the blanket battles, Zig will steal a blanket right off of your lap. I can be in my recliner curled up with a book and start feeling my blanket being tugged, and he's down below trying to yank it off of me. Mm-hmm. This is what I put up with. Yeah. Snowed in Oklahoma last night, Nancy said. Wow. 5 degrees where Maureen's at. Yep. Mm-hmm. Night team where Pamela's at. Florida is prepping for snow. My goodness. Sherry is as well disgruntled. She's wearing gloves that she had to cut the fingers off of so that she could work. Everyone is cold. Damn it. It's crazy. Ugh. Anyway, well, that's what's up at my house. Everybody's cold. Scott and I, we usually write a menu and put it on our whiteboard so that we can go buy some groceries and buy, like, you know, the things that we want for meals that we want to cook, because we pretty much trade off every night on who makes dinner. And I was laughing yesterday looking at our list. We had to go buy some groceries last night, and nearly every meal on the list from both of us was soup of some sort. I can tell you how cold it is. It's all we want to make. In fact, I put a ham bean soup in the crock pot just a little while ago. Yeah, Denise said it's freezing there too. Yeah, it's bananas. Ba-ooh. Well, I thought this would be a great day to talk about past lives. I've been hearing from people for a while that they're feeling compelled to study their past lives again or for the first time. And as you might know, I've been a past life regression facilitator for, oh gosh, close to 20 years. And it's not a topic that we always talk about here on the show. I don't know why. I could talk about it every day, all day. But, you know, here we are. So, of course, back when I had my clinic, I did past life regressions in person on clients frequently. I still do them occasionally over the phone. I'll be honest, they're kind of hard to do over the phone. I mean, it's possible, but having that, like, right in person, hands-on contact to a client does seem to be easier, I think, but it can be done. So occasionally I do one that way as well. But past life regression is definitely a topic that I'm really passionate about. And it started for me clear back in my mid-20s when I was doing a lot of meditating and a lot of soul searching, trying to figure out what my gifts are, what my niche is, what I should be focusing on. And I had the strongest sense that I needed to start doing past life regression. I mean, this was, I guess it was probably more early 30s because I had Healing Hands at the time. I already had my clinic, but, you know, I was doing mediumship and medical intuition work and energy work and things like that, but and psychic readings and things, but I'd never done past life regression. I'd never had a past life regression, and here my spirit is telling me that I need to start doing past life regressions, and I'm like, well, that's weird, because I have not studied this topic at all. I have not had any of these experiences, so it took me to, you know, down the rabbit hole of discovery. I took 6 months to study a lot. I read a lot of books. I did a ton of study. It's driving me crazy, so you can tell. There is not a drop of moisture in the air in Idaho right now. We are as dry can be. My poor skin and hair are just, you can tell it, but... Scott accused me a couple of days ago of having Hagrid hair. Yeah, and it's true. It's a little better today. I used a lot of spray and conditioner, but I'm dry. Anyway, that's all. I digress. So anyway, I took 6 months of study time to really study past life regression, study the theory of past lives. Remember that at that point in my life, I was still unlearning the religion that I was born into and indoctrinated into until my mid-20s. And so And that religion does not believe in past lives. And so this, not that I didn't per se, but it was a new concept for me, a very new concept for me, that immediately started making all the sense in the world when I started evaluating things that I felt, things that I believed, things that rolled around in my spirit that didn't make any sense in this current lifetime. It really, really spoke to my spirit. So the more I learned, and then I had a past life regression, I had a few, and I learned more about myself. One thing about me, and I'm using this as an example because we're going to talk about it a little bit more and kind of identifying what lives you might be more drawn to. But yeah, Nancy said she has past life dreams that explain things to her. Yes, absolutely. So for me, I have always felt like my heart and soul are with the Native Americans and here in the U.S. And I've always resonated very deeply with Native American spirituality and just Native Americans and certain places in the U.S. and the sacredness of Native American spirituality. And I mean, I could go on for a long time about that, but it was something that I always felt really, really deeply connected to. And in fact, I really thought that I had Native American heritage until I did my ancestry and discovered that I don't at all. I thought I did, not because of anything. Well, my grandpa swore that that Pocahontas was a great, 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 great grandmother. So I believed that when I was a kid, but then I learned that that was actually kind of a racist thing that white people used to claim because they thought it sounded cool or something. I don't know. Hell, who knows? But at any rate, that's where my heart and soul has been, though, for a good period of my life. I also, when I was a kid, had a completely unearned and misunderstood fear of China and Chinese people, actually. There was a librarian when I was a kid that was Chinese, that, to be fair, hated kids. I don't know why she was the kids' librarian, but I was terrified of her. And there was... She really had not done a single thing to me to cause that, but I was terrified of her. But I also, as a kid, was very afraid of China. And I didn't understand that for a long time. In fact, I used to think that maybe it was just some kind of, indoctrinated racism. And maybe it was, but it didn't make sense. It didn't make sense for my life experiences in any way. And that's just a couple of examples. But the first past life regression I had, I was a young girl in some kind of Native American tribe or tribal setting. And I had been taken in by a healer in that tribe. And forgive me if I don't understand the terms or I misuse terms, because this was a very old era, many hundreds of years ago. At the time, as it's described to me, or maybe it's what my psyche thought, I would say that this was a medicine man, a medicine person. And he basically took me in and raised me as a grandchild because I did not have any parents at that time. And in that lifetime, he trained me. He taught me everything that he knew. He taught me everything about medical healing or herbal healing, also ritual and things like that. And so it was deeply enmeshed in spirituality. Now, I'm not going to say I left that past life regression really knowing any of those skills or anything. I did not. But I remember that regression so acutely that in that lifetime he continued to train me. He was very old and knew that his time was going to be coming, and that I would be left in his wake to take over his job, in their community as their healer. And some people really didn't like it because I wasn't blood related, and that apparently was part of their tradition, and because I was female, and that was also not part of their tradition. But there wasn't anybody else. So a portion of that life, and this is something I have dreamed about many times since, was at one point I was walking through our camp, I guess, our village with him, and a young girl approached me with a baby wrapped in a blanket and shoved her baby into my arms and told me I had to heal her. And the baby was, I pulled back the wrappings around the baby, and the baby was deceased and had been for a time. And this young mama was, obviously in deep grief and was screaming at me to heal her baby, to fix her baby. And I was standing there, I was young, and I'm holding a dead baby, and it was terrifying and kind of threatening. And I've never forgotten that. The feelings that I had then when I experienced that in past life regression, the feelings I've had then, or the horror and terror that I've experienced in dreams about that since, that was one period or one piece of that that really came to the surface that has always stayed with me. But at any rate, that dream and then some others really helped me understand, or that dream, that past life regression, that experience really kind of helped me start understanding my connection to the Native Americans. Also have had a couple of past lives that I was, I would say, probably Tibetan or another sect of people, ancient ones, that were persecuted or maybe even wiped out by the Chinese at some point in history. And that is where my fear as a kid of the Chinese people or the Chinese government maybe came from. There's many, many things. There's lots of things to explore. And so I can't, I'm not going to take this whole show telling you all of my experiences, but those are a few of mine. The thing about past lives is they help you to understand parts of your personality, parts of your life experience, things that have happened in your world. Frequently, the past lives that you have had, they help to some degree to color who you are. Sometimes phobias, fears, especially kind of irrational ones for the lifetime that you're living, can be explained through past lives. An interesting thing is that a lot of times when people experience what it is that is causing that fear or that phobia, it's much, much easier to deal with in this lifetime because now you have a basis for why you have that fear and a better understanding that that's not actually happening here and now. It makes it easier to move through. So anyway, let's get into it a little bit. So I had published Luminous earlier today, and I'm going to put a link in the chat room as well if you want to follow along. If you subscribe, then you've already received it. If you don't subscribe, you can do so by just heading over to my show notes, and there's a link there to subscribe to the Daily Dish, which is the daily email that I send out, as well as the magazine that comes out once a week. So, I called this the Whispers of the Past edition because that's what we're doing. We're peeking into the past today. We're talking about it. So, I put together an article of what I called Unlocking the Power of Past Life Work for Present Day Growth, because over the years, I've had a lot of people say, I want to have a past life regression. It sounds like fun. And I'm always like, oh, it's not fun. It isn't. Is it interesting? Oh, yeah. Is it insightful and helpful? Without a doubt. But I don't think I would call it fun. It's hard work. And it's hard work that stays with you for a long time because it gives you so much to process and so much to think about. So I don't think I would call a past life regression fun, but it may help you understand a little more about yourself. Years and years ago, I had a dear friend that had been in an on and off relationship that was super, super toxic, like next level. He was awful, just awful. And she just could not quit letting him come back into her world. And it was not serving her at all. In fact, it was holding her back terribly. It was keeping her life very dysregulated. And it had been terribly hard on her mental health. And as her friend, all of her friends, we were just desperate for this guy to just go away for good and leave her alone. But he didn't. He'd go away for a hot minute until he got bored or lonely or needed something, and then he'd come back. And somehow she felt so very obligated to him that she just kept letting him come back into her life. And so we did a past life regression. Not necessarily about him, but she just wanted to experience some things, you know, and understand more about herself, like a lot of people do. And so we start this past life regression. And one of the first things I say, once you go through the whole process of getting people into that space, I always ask them, what do you see? What are you experiencing? You know, explain your environment. And she paused for a moment and she said, I'm in the sea. And, oh, for God's sake, hold on. We have a troll. Let me kick the troll out of the chat room. Dang it. Okay. They're out. All right. So she said she was in the sea. I said, okay, what are you doing? And she said, dying. I'm like, well, shit. We made it all the way into this past life regression only for you to be dying the second we get here? That's not what the prompt said. It's happened before, though. But still, I was like, why? You know, I was still kind of confused. Like, what is going on? And she said, because I want to. Because I can't stay. Oh. Got it. Well, she had taken herself into the sea and was trying to die. And but after just a minute, someone wrestled her out of the sea. And it was an old man who saw her go in. And he saved her in every way. She was young. She was around 16 or 17. And she was pregnant, and she was completely alone. This was in France, I'm going to say sometime around the 17th century. She had absolutely no one. And the father of the baby was nobility in town. And he essentially had kind of a fling with her. She was well below his station, of course. And he, when she told him she was pregnant, he didn't want anything more to do with her, threatened her, you know, and marched out of her life. And she said immediately, she said, I know who this is. I know who that is. You're not always going to know who people are in your past lives. Sometimes they're people from this lifetime. Frequently they are not. But once in a rare while, you will come across somebody that you know. And she knew him. She said, it's Brad. Right. Brad. The boyfriend. Okay. Well, the old man that saved her treated her like a granddaughter. He took her home with him. He had a shop. And above the shop is where he lived. There was a little apartment above the shop. And he let her live there and work at the shop, and she had the baby, and he helped her. And when he died, he left her the shop And that was her life. She raised her baby and had the support of this male that, this man that wasn't related to her, but saw her desperation and also was quite alone, I think. He didn't seem to have anyone either. And she just became his granddaughter and he took care of her. And the father of that baby, he was around. He continued to occasionally come around and I would say probably taunt her and attempt to make life hard for her, but she finally had some support and she was okay. And it turned out okay. But it turned out he was a real piece of shit in that life too. There wasn't a huge moral of the story in that life. It was a nice life. She did finally, eventually find someone else and marry and have more children and have a lovely life after a really hard start. But I'll tell you what, she came out of that past life feeling different towards that man, feeling different towards his behavior towards her, different towards her feeling of obligation or like deep sense of connection to him. And she ended it for good. That was it. I wouldn't say that what happened in that regression was particularly profound in the sense of what we experienced, but it was enough for her to realize that maybe the reason I keep letting him come back, I keep letting this stuff go on, is because this person has been in my life for a long time. Maybe the reason I keep allowing this is because I have that deep connection, and maybe I just don't have to do that and allow that. And that was the end of him for her. And she has been able, this was a long, long time ago, but she's been able to move on into much greener pastures and a happier existence without him. It's an interesting thing, a lot. So that's just one thought, one experience that this made me think about. But at any rate, some of the reasons that we might look at past lives in working on yourself. To identify patterns that hold you back. Sometimes past lives will help you understand what fears and phobias might not be might be holding you back, that might have a past life trauma attached. We've really discussed that. Rediscovering hidden strengths. This is a huge one. I've had so many clients that we go into a past life space and they experience a life where they had certain gifts that they're really drawn to, or they overcame some kind of an adversity or obstacle that maybe they needed to know that they're tough enough, or that they're clever enough, or that they're smart enough, or capable enough. I had a lifetime with a client once who had, it was a very sweet life that we discovered. Usually in a past life regression, if you sit with me, we usually enter around three lives depending on lots of factors, but that's my goal is we came to the work to be here. Let's try to get a few in, right? And again, you know, that's not always spirit's plan. And so it doesn't always work that way, but that's my kind of loose goal going in. So in that lifetime, we'd experienced some other things, but the last one was this sweet little life where she had a very sweet husband and some kids, and they weren't rich, they weren't famous, there was nothing remarkable about the life. Not that you have to be rich and famous for it to be remarkable. Usually that's the opposite. But, you know, there was nothing remarkable about this life. We just experienced this life where we started around 15. She was young. She met the man that she was going to marry. She did. They had their little family. She had her little cottage and her little garden, and life was lovely. And that was life. We attracted all the way towards the end. She died in that same little cottage when she was elderly with her family around her under a soft, warm quilt. And that was it. That was the life. So if people go through their death, a lot of times I'll have that opportunity to ask them, why did we visit this life? Because isn't that the million-dollar question? You know, like, why did we need to be here? So I had asked her, why did we visit this life? And she said, because I needed to know. Okay, you needed to know what? And she said, I needed to know that I've been happy once and I can do it again. Because unfortunately, in this lifetime, life had dealt her a lot of really unfair and unfortunate blows. It was a big lesson for me, because I was wondering if she'd be disappointed in that. Like, why did we even come here? No. We came here for a very specific reason, because she needed some peace. She needed to know that she had had happy relationships. She'd had happy relationships with her children. She had had a happy, calm, peaceful life before, and she can do it again. It's a good lesson for me in not overanalyzing other people's past lives. Just help them get there and let them do that work, because they know them, right? They know them. Right, Sheila. Sometimes one simple insight can have a healing ripple effect. Absolutely. Absolutely it can. But rediscovering hidden strengths, that can be a biggie. Deepening your sense of purpose. Absolutely. It really empowers you to be able to take a look at any life experience you're having and wonder, what can I learn from it? Where can I go with this? I'm not going to tell you that I think that shit happens in your life because you deserve a lesson. I think it's a very unfair thing the New Age community has done. And not just the New Age community, I'm sure, but I've seen that a lot here in this realm of people, that no matter what happens to you, it's because you needed to learn something. It's incredibly punitive and unfair. I don't think people get cancer because they needed to learn something. I don't think that people, are in a car accident because they attracted it, because they had to figure something out. I think crises happen because we're human beings having a human experience. Period. Maybe sometimes they happen because, you know, you were texting and driving. Or maybe we cause things sometimes because we simply do. But I think a lot of times things that happen to you, it's just a part of having this human experience. So I say this in the tone of going through life, looking at things that are happening in your world, wondering, what can I learn from this? Rather than, why did this have to happen to me? I hope that makes sense. I hope I explained that in a way that makes sense. I think we should be careful about assuming that terrible things happen to you because you had to learn something. That's all I mean by that. Hopefully that comes across. All right, so if you're curious about dipping into your past lives, and I have a big gift for you today, so I'm going to help you with this, but meditation and visualization. Guided meditations focused on past life regression can help you access memories and insights. Absolutely. Working with a practitioner, of course. Working with a hypnotherapist or a past life regressionist can absolutely help you. And journaling and reflection. Paying attention to things like recurring dreams, unexplained feelings, strong likes and dislikes. Just journaling about those things, considering those things, can really help you down the path of figuring it out. Yeah. And then moving forward with hope. Because this is just it's another tool in your toolkit to work on yourself. Sometimes it's profound, right? Sometimes things come through in past lives that really help you to deal with something that is going on in your life that needs your attention, that needs your understanding. And sometimes it's just another opportunity for you to grow and experience more of the richness of the universe. Sometimes I think it helps to realize that whatever's going on with you right now in your lifetime, or even your whole lifetime, is one pixel on an enormous work of art. We take ourselves very seriously. We take everything very seriously. This right now is a blip on the screen. There's so much more that has come. There's so much more to come. It's important, I think, to recognize that and understand that. Pamela said, I don't do well with meditation or hypnosis. Is there another way to do a past life regression? So I do a reading sometimes, Pamela, that I can channel your past lives for you. It's not the same, but it is an interesting, it's not the same as you getting to see them for yourself, but some people don't. I've had clients over the years who occasionally, they just can't get themselves there. And that's okay. Sometimes it's a safety thing. Sometimes it's the way your brain works kind of thing. But yeah. So sometimes I can just channel some your past lives for you and help pull that information to the surface. So yes, there is. Okay, moving on. Okay, so this is Kelly's article this week, and she... This is what her... This is about Diane Nash. She says, Diane Nash was a pioneering leader in the American Civil Rights Movement and played a pivotal role in shaping the fight for racial equality during the 60s. She was fundamental in the freedom rides to fight segregation and headed up several peaceful protest organizations. President Biden presented her with the Medal of Freedom in 2022. So this is what her article and her blog or her podcast is about this week. So there's a link there in purple where that you can click on to listen to her episode. I highly recommend that you do. But beyond that, you can also read her article, and it's awesome. So, Kelly, thank you for always fighting the good fight and doing amazing work. All right, my tip of the week is a past life regression meditation. This is a video. It's a private link on YouTube, so you're only going to be able to see it if you're in Luminous and click on the button here. To watch it, you can, there's also a button down here at the bottom where it says watch on YouTube. You can click that and it'll open up the window so that you can go straight to YouTube with it. What this is actually a group past life regression meditation that I did years ago at 1-2 Academy and held on to that recording. So I trimmed it down so that it's not so much that some of the things I say you'll recognize probably that I'm in a group setting or a class setting online. But it's a great, this is my script. This is typically the script that I follow, not exactly for a one-on-one, but pretty close. In order for you to experience a past life regression for yourself. So this is my gift to you. You're welcome to use it as many times as you would like to. It's an interesting experience to experience a few. I'll tell you, if you use this link and you do this, be warm and hydrated, pee beforehand, like really be ready to fully relax. Turn the ringer off on your phone. If you live with other people, choose a time when no one else is home, or at least let them know that you are completely off limits. You're going to need to be able to really detach, and you can't do that if you are at the ready, right, for other people. So really plan this well so that you have the time and space that you need. When you're done, past life regression memories come up the way dreams do, in the same part of your brain. If you don't move it to the right file in your brain, you'll lose it pretty quickly. So what do I mean by that? Think about waking up and you go, wow, I just had the wildest dream. But if you don't say it or write it down, within an hour or two, you know you had a wild dream, but you can't remember it. How many times has that happened to you? It's happened to me a lot of times. Because it's not in the long-term part of your brain, it's in the short-term part of your brain. And even then, it might be a little bit fuzzy because this was something that came up from your subconscious. So, past life regressions have to be put in the right file in your brain if you would like to remember them. So, how do you do that? Well, it's kind of a copy and paste, right? From the short-term file to the long-term file. You either do that by writing it all down, because that will move it to the long-term memory of your brain, or by speaking it aloud. So when you're all done, you could tell it to someone else and share it with them. You could speak it aloud for yourself or make a recording of yourself talking about it if you wanted. Or you can write it all down and journal it. Any of those actions move it from the short-term file into the long-term file, and then you can remember it. If you don't want to remember it, then don't do those things. You don't have to. And you still might have some bits and pieces that come through, but a lot of the details you will likely lose. And maybe that's okay if you don't want to hang on to it, but if you really want to be able to remember it and replay it and continue to analyze it, you have to move it to the right part of your brain so that you can do that. So that's how you do it. Say it, right? Either speak it or write it. And then you'll have it. But that's how you do it. So, anyway, I would love next week. We'll revisit this topic briefly. And if you guys have any past life experiences from this week that you want to share, I'd love to hear them. It's always fascinating stuff to share and hear what other people are experiencing. You also do not have to share if you don't feel called to do that. Don't feel any pressure from me, please. Okay, our Kindred Spirits Energy Oracle reading with Christy is Archangel Raphael. Lots of crime over at True Crime Squad if you follow me there. Lots of meditations over at Planet Meditation that you can lean into. And that's it for Luminous this week. So hopefully you found some gems in there. You are so welcome. Renee said she had a great past life reading with me once before. Yeah, Renee, I remember some of it. I'll tell you that I don't remember a lot of you guys' stuff. When you're just the facilitator, you're just supposed to be a hollow bone, right? It's just supposed to pass through you to the client. So spirit passes through you to the client. With my clients, I will always remember your name. I will always remember the basics of who you are and what your story is. It's unlikely for me to remember a specific reading or what was said in it because it wasn't for me. Sometimes something jumps out at me. Maybe it relates to me in some way, or we discuss it enough that it sticks with me. But for the most part, your stories are your stories. Past lives, depending on what the past life was and what the experience was, I might remember more about it. But frequently, I'm just the hollow bone. It just passes through me to who it's supposed to go to. Sheila said, many years ago, you gave me some information about a particular non-eventful past life that I thought was boring. Years later, I had a major aha moment when I was reading something that brought that memory to mind. It was a major aha moment for sure. Interesting, right? It's a good reminder to the facilitator that, and also just to the reader, that even if something doesn't seem to apply or even resonate with the client, you should still say it because it might make sense later on. It may just be something that right now doesn't apply, but will. I've heard that from other people over the years. This has happened to me in mediumship lots of times where you go, so this is what they're saying, and the person goes, I don't know. I don't know what they're talking about. Or, are you sure you're hearing that right? I don't know. I don't understand that. And you go, I don't understand it either. This is just what I'm hearing, so I'm sharing it with you. And then later on, have them go, holy shit, this is what it meant. This is why that came through. Oh my gosh. It's just a good reminder that not everything has to make sense right now. We are very linear in our thinking, right? We have it all organized, and it's not really how spirit works. So sometimes in past lives, sometimes in psychic readings, things come through that are just information that just needs to be put on the shelf, that is going to come back for you. It's going to make sense for you at some point, but maybe it doesn't today. And for readers and for clients, I think it's important to bear that in mind. We're linear and we're impatient. So we want everything right now, and we want it to make sense right now. And we want it to apply to us right now. And we want all of the answers for everything that we're seeking, and we want to know everything about everything we want to know. And we just don't always get that. We just don't. Laurie said, I can relate. So many of my intuitive abilities have been organic. Doing energy work surprised me. I've noticed when I simply allow info to come through, a new ability comes forth. It's exciting. Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. I love that, Laurie. I've had that happen a lot of times too, I've had it happen lots of times when spirit goes, well, have you done this? Did you try this? No. Can I do that? Yeah. Oh, we limit ourselves a lot. We've been limited a lot, right? So why would we not turn around and return the favor to ourselves? But it is exciting, very exciting. Just take some trust in yourself and in the process, right, Laurie? For sure. So I thought it was just a fun time to kind of sink back into past lives and past life healing, because I know that many of you are struggling right now. I know that many of you are feeling very unsure about your future, about our future. And I'm not going to lean heavily into that, because I don't think that's my job right now. I think my job is to help you to continue to tap your own potential, to help you to focus on the things that make life rich and that help you to discover more of your own passions. So that's where you're going to find me, is over here continuing with all of you to work towards making the world a better place, understanding that that starts within. It has been said by many wise people that peace on the outside cannot be achieved if there's no peace on the inside, or some iteration of that. And I think it's true in peace, for sure, and it's a good reason for all of us to continue to work towards our own inner peace, and to protect our own peace when the world would like to keep us discombobulated all the time. But I think that there's a bigger part of that that extends to our own light, and not allowing the petty, tedious, frustrating parts of our world douse us with water and put our own light out. You don't need to let that happen. It's going to happen from time to time, because this is life. But it's up to you to rekindle yourself, right? And get that light shining again. This is a very important time for you to work on yourself. It's a very important time for you to continue to spread the best of you, to spread love on our planet, to spread love, kindness, and understanding to other people. This is a really important time to put your hand down and lift somebody up. It's a really important time to shine your light. And I know this is a time where a lot of you aren't feeling at all like shining your light. And I understand that. Hey, Amy. I'm glad you're here. I hope you're feeling better, by the way. I know you've had a rough go, babe. But in the course of the weeks and months to come, I hope that I can continue to be a part of elevating myself and all of you. I hope that we can work together to continue to elevate the world in ways that it desperately needs us to do that right now. So that's kind of where my thought process is. I don't want to be mad every day. I don't want to be down every day. I know not all of you guys are willing or able to pay very much attention to the news and things because it's just painful and depressing and frustrating, and I understand that entirely. I can't look away. And right now I'm looking away. Right now I'm reading a lot. I'm listening to books on tape rather than spending time on social media. Right now I'm giving myself a break because I don't know about you guys, but I can't be sad and mad all day every day. I can't. It's very hard on my body. It's hard on my spirit. And who the hell am I helping if that's what I'm doing? I don't think I'm helping anybody. Oh, good. Amy, I'm really, really glad to hear that. Good news. So that's where I'm at. That's what I'm thinking about. So I don't want to douse you with toxic positivity on this show either. I'm going to try and have balance. I want to have balance. But that's where my thought process is right now. So I'm usually a Pollyanna, you know. I try to be. There's enough negativity in the world. I don't think that that's what I have to bring. I can bring more sunshine. But I also want to keep, I want to get, dive back deeper into the esoteric. I want to dive back deeper into the mysteries of the universe that maybe we can keep uncovering together and working on together. So I want to work a little bit more with you guys on some theories of energy work and epigenetics and all of the cool ass stuff that we can be studying and talking about around here that is a hell of a lot more interesting than what's going on in the White House, I think. So that's where my thought process is. So if there's anything that you would like us to study deeper, I would be happy to hear from you. So you're welcome to drop me a note or make a comment. I would love to hear what your thoughts are. I would love to hear what's rattling around in your spirit right now that feels important or that feels interesting. Because that's where it's at. I wanted to run back to a comment from Maureen. Oh, she said, I've always felt a connection to my Celtic and Irish roots. St. Brigid of Kildare. Yeah. Me too, Maureen. Me too. That's where most of my ancestry is. And I also have felt a huge draw there. The kids and I and Scott made a deal that on my birthday, so that's June of 2026, that we were going to take a trip to Ireland. So I'm supposed to be working on my legs so that I would be capable of a trip like that. a lot of it's out of my control, unfortunately. I wish it wasn't. I don't know if that trip's going to happen or not. Maybe it will. Maybe I'm going to surprise myself. But and maybe there's just where there's a will, there's a way. But I so want to go to Ireland and Scotland. I've been to England, and I go back, but I would so love to go to Ireland and Scotland and traipse around there and, yeah, have those experiences. So we'll see. We'll just see. In modification, all things are possible, maybe? Maybe. But, per always, I am here to support you. I want to remind you that I am a professional psychic advisor over at 12listen.com. And you can find me over there every day doing readings and mediumship and animal communication. Lots and lots of energy work over there. Whatever I can do to help support you, I gladly will. And sometimes it's just the means of having a, and if you want me to channel some past life work for you at 12listen, I would be happy to do that. Happy to do that. Just let me know. All you have to do is go to 12listen.com. It's number one, number two, listen. And if I'm signed in, then you'll see me right there on the homepage, and you can follow the links there to set up an account if you haven't already and give me a call. If you are not set up there, you can't, or if you are already, you can just call me or chat with me if you'd rather. However, also, if you would like to talk to me and I'm not there, and I'm there a lot, but, you know, I do sign out occasionally for other things, and if you head over there and I'm not available, do a callback request or schedule a call. When you do that, I get a text that somebody is waiting for me, and then I can log in as soon as I can get to a place where I can speak with you, and I'll do that. So that's how it works, and I would be happy to work with you in any capacity. I'm always here to support you. So let me know what I can do. And that's what I've got. So you're so welcome, Pamela. So I hope you have an opportunity to do that meditation this week if you want to. And let me know. I would love the feedback of how it went and what you learned. So that's what I've got. I think we'll continue the past life conversation into next week, where I'll share a few more experiences. I might share some audio. I have some audio. Some of you have heard it before, maybe some of you haven't. So if you want to hear some past life audio, let me know and I'll share it. Again, I think some of you have already heard it. I don't have something new, but I do have audio from a couple of past life regressions that is pretty fascinating. So I'll share that if you would like. But we'll keep talking about this next week. And again, if you guys have experiences that you want to share, you're welcome to email me or message me or just come to the show and talk about it next week. I'd love to hear them. This is a really fascinating conversation that deserves lots and lots of discussion. So thank you so very much for being here. This has been Katie Weaver here on The Katie Weaver Show on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world.